In 1921, I went to Halex and I worked there 44 years.
Was that because there was more money? Or?
Yeah, it was actually. Yeah, I had a crown. I think I was getting about 7 and 6, and I got 17 and 6, I should think, something like that when I started. I'd started there, and then they did 3 days in and 3 days out. Short time when I started there, and that was a regular sort of routine.
This will bring you into sort of like the 20s?
1921 I started at Halex.
3 days in, you had to work Saturdays as part of that?
Yeah, that's right.
Was that all day Saturday you had to work?
No, only till 1 o'clock, I think, then they knocked it down till 12, but we worked till 6 every day.
What time did you start?
8 o'clock.
8 or
6? It was a main employee, reaction, because a huge factory it was. We covered the ground right from there, right over to Aldrich Way is, you know now, right over to there, over the allotments.
They've gone now, haven't they?
Yeah, sad too. That's very sad. I passed by there, how it's all pulled down. That was a nice place to work at. I mean, the surroundings were lovely, really. Like a convalescent home, wasn't it, looking in it?
It was a big house, not a big house.
It was made. That was the offices, the front offices. They had a dining room, but they were very snooty. They segregated you, you know? The factory and the warehouse and the office and the staff and all that sort of thing. So we all had our separate dining rooms. Very snooty they were.
Plastics, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yes, it's not. They made lots of luxury things, of course. Mirrors and hairbrushes, because you don't see them there. Baby things, you know, a little baby hairbrush and soap case and little baby combs and all sorts of things. They made, you know, quite interesting things, really. And then when the war came, they switched over to war thing, well, not war things, I mean, yeah, that's like army hairbrushes and that, you know, military, isn't it? Military hairbrushes.
Hairbrushes,
that's right, yes. They switched over to that. In the war, you see, you couldn't really go anywhere else because they done war work, which was supposed to be essential, so you couldn't go anywhere else. And then, because by that time I'm getting old to start anywhere else, I've been there so long, you know what I mean. So I just stayed there, really. Yeah, but as I say, the surroundings was very nice, really, for working conditions.